It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're going to talk about a powerful practice that can transform the way you relate to others and navigate the world. Mindful perspective taking. In our day-to-day lives, we often see things from our own point of view. But what if we could step outside of that and see things from a broader perspective? That's what we'll be exploring today. Perspective taking is the ability to see things from another person's point of view. It's about stepping outside of your own thoughts, feelings, and experiences to consider how someone else might be thinking or feeling in a given situation. This practice can deepen your empathy, enhance your relationships, and help you respond to situations with greater understanding and wisdom. Mindful perspective taking goes a step further by bringing a present moment awareness to the process. It's not just about imagining what someone else might be thinking. It's about being fully present as you do, noticing your own reactions and allowing space for the other person's experience without judgment. This mindfulness component can make perspective taking even more powerful as it encourages a deeper level of empathy and connection. One of the key benefits of mindful perspective taking is that it helps to break down the barriers that often divide us. When we're locked into our own perspective, it's easy to misunderstand others, to react defensively, or to dismiss viewpoints that differ from our own. But when we take the time to mindfully consider another person's perspective, we open ourselves up to new possibilities, to greater understanding, and to more harmonious relationships. To illustrate the power of perspective taking, I want to share a story called The Blind Man and the Elephant. The Blind Men and the Elephant. In a village, there lived six blind men who had never encountered an elephant before. One day, a king brought an elephant to the village and invited the blind men to touch the elephant and describe what it was like. The first man touched the elephant's side and said, "An elephant is like a wall." The second man touched the elephant's trunk and said, "No, an elephant is like a snake." The third man touched the elephant's tusk and said, "You're both wrong. And it's an elephant is like a spear." The fourth man touched the elephant's leg and said, "Actually, an elephant is like a tree." The fifth man touched the elephant's ear and said, "An elephant is like a fan." And the sixth man touched the elephant's tail and said, "You're all mistaken. An elephant is like a rope." Each of the blind men was convinced that his own perspective was the correct one, and they began to argue. The king, seeing their disagreement, said, "Each of you is touching only a part of the elephant, so you are each partially right. But to understand the full truth of what an elephant is, you must combine your perspectives." This story reminds us that our perspective is only one part of a larger picture. By practicing mindful perspective taking, we can expand our understanding and appreciate the full complexity of a situation or a person. This doesn't mean we have to agree with every perspective, but it does mean that we can hold space for different viewpoints and respond with greater wisdom. I'd also like to share an update of that story by Noah Rishetta of the podcast Secular Buddhism. He talks about seeing Earth from space. Now, at any given moment, and he also adds in time. So as well as the perspective with which you see something, there's also time. So at any rate, wherever you are in space, you can only see up to about half of the Earth. You can't see the other side at all. So if you're to describe to someone what Earth is like, you are describing it only from that one perspective. But also time. Even if you stayed in the same place, Earth is spinning around on its own axis. And so even in that same space, 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, you're going to see a different portion of the Earth. And even if you were to stay focused on that same portion, you're going to see a different Earth because the clouds are going to have moved. The water is going to have moved. And so this adds in so that you don't even have to be blind, as you can see, to have the idea that we all see something slightly different from each other. And even if you were able to see the whole thing with the addition of time, it's never going to be the same as it was even 5 minutes ago. Now that we've explored the concept of mindful perspective taking, let's talk about some practical techniques you can use to cultivate this skill in your everyday life. So number one, pause and reflect. When you find yourself in a situation where there's a difference of opinion, or when you're struggling to understand someone else's behavior, take a moment to pause and reflect. Ask yourself, how might this person be seeing the situation? What factors might be influencing their perspective? This pause gives you the space to consider other viewpoints before reacting. Number two, practice empathy. Empathy is at the heart of perspective taking. When you're engaging with someone, try to put yourself in their shoes. Imagine how they might be feeling and what might be motivating their actions. This practice can help you connect with the person on a deeper level and respond with greater compassion. Number three, ask open-ended questions. One of the best ways to understand someone else's perspective is to ask open-ended questions. Instead of making assumptions, ask questions like, can you tell me more about how you see this? Or what's important to you in this situation? These questions encourage the other person to share their perspective more fully and give you the opportunity to listen mindfully. Number four, let go of your own agenda. Sometimes we're so focused on getting our own point across that we forget to consider the other person's perspective. Practice letting go of your own agenda, even if just for a moment, and focus on truly understanding the other person's point of view. This doesn't mean you have to abandon your own perspective, but it does mean being open to hearing and considering theirs. Number five, practice mindful awareness. Throughout your day, bring your mindful awareness to your interactions. Notice when you're stuck in your own perspective and gently remind yourself to open up to other viewpoints. This practice can help you stay present and responsive rather than reactive. Mindful perspective taking is a powerful tool for enhancing your relationships, improving communication, and fostering a deep understanding of the world around you. By stepping outside of your own viewpoint and considering the perspectives of others, you can navigate life's challenges with greater empathy, insight, and wisdom. That's it for today's episode. I hope you found some valuable insights into the practice of mindful perspective taking. Remember, every interaction is an opportunity to expand your understanding and to connect more deeply with others. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice, or you need personalized guidance in cultivating perspective taking, I am currently offering some free one-on-one coaching strategy sessions where we explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also check out my new Pay What You Want Patreon at jeremywest.net, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of mindful living. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.